What's up, ladies and gents? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. And this month of November, I've been wanting to talk about this topic for a minute because it seems like I fell in this area. I don't know if it's anybody else, but it may be just me. You know, now that I've reached another age and I feel like I've gotten to a level of maturity, doesn't seem like that all the time. So today's topic is don't take it personal. You know, we like to say that with people because, you know, nowadays people they play games. They manipulative. They try to cut corners. They do things to get under your skin, you know, or try to scratch that itch in a place that you don't agree with. And I say it like this. I'm going to take it personal if I don't know you. If I feel like you're trying to shoot your shot in an area where I don't giggle or actually have a clear mind on what you're saying, I'm probably going to take it personal. And this doesn't have to do with your color, your background, wherever you come from, because people like to throw shade and salt at the same time. They like to diminish you in an area where you think you don't have discernment. And a lot of people do that. They do it on an occasion and you miss it. You know, they say things, you know, like my grandma would say, they talk up under your clothes or they say things about you that you haven't comprehended just yet. And it's like 2 days after you like, oh no, she didn't. Oh no, he didn't. Wait a minute, why did they say that? And a lot of times you catch it, and sometimes you don't. When they say don't take it personal, meaning that I can see if we're in a work environment and, you know, I do something wrong and you go to say, hey, look, I need you to do better in this area, meaning don't take it personal. That's constructive criticism on a sense of this is my job. It's important. And I need you to understand how to do it correctly. Understood. If your spouse comes to you and say, hey, sweetheart, you cooked the meal the other day and it wasn't, could you try to leave out a little bit of salt? Meaning, don't take it personal. Okay, hun, I understand. If you are, you know, in the store and someone says, excuse me, ma'am, I need to get by. Don't take it personal. Meaning that they really need to get by you in the way, move out the way. On the other hand, we can take this another route because people play games with your mind, emotion, and your heart. Because I think some people just don't care. And you have to take it personal on a note saying, don't play with me. Don't play with my spirit. Don't play with my heart. And please don't play with my emotions because they don't have control over themselves. I'm trying to control them people and you trying to step on my toes and that's not going to work. A lot of times people try to get up under your skin in a way because they know it irritates you. They know it frustrates you. They know without a shadow of a doubt. Now, if you're not, you have a communication problem and you people come at you and say, hey, look, I think you got a communication problem. You can't take that personal because many people are telling you the same thing, you know, and a lot of times we take things very nowadays, people are extra sensitive. I know I am, especially when it comes to friends, family, and sometimes the workplace, because I think, you know, I think it's people that I know and I don't know, you know, and I'm having to separate the two, you know, and if someone sits me down and says, hey, look, I need to really talk to you about this. I really want to communicate with you about this. Or I need to say this. Do you have an ear to hear? Or can you just hear me out? Now, when a person step to you and the first thing they say is, don't take it personal. Meaning that they took it personal. They hoping that you don't. Now you got two people who have taken it personal and now you got a problem in a situation. How do you solve that? That's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard medicine to take down when you're trying to converse with somebody and get on the same level, or you trying to touch and agree about something that ain't agreeable. How do you get to that point where you say, you know what, you know, you show right. I understand what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from. I'll do better. Sometimes it's good just to agree to disagree, but many of us are not like that. Many of us take things to heart because we've been hurt in that situation before. We've been talked to like that before. We've been misunderstood in an area like that before, and we don't have a voice. Many of us don't know that some of us just don't have a voice, and we get frustrated and tired when we're trying to explain ourselves or trying to say something, and people take it the wrong way. They run with it. They demolish you. They set you up for failure. In a sense of saying, you know what? I understand where this brother's coming from. I really understand where this sister's from. Now, if you in the church and you love God and you have a discernment, and something hits your spirit that don't sit quite right, is personal. And that ain't even saying that you got to be in the church. It's the fact that you God gave you a spirit to pay attention, to watch, look, and listen to people. Because they can't wait to tell you. It's just that they hoping that you don't pay attention. They're hoping that you don't hear what they had to say sarcastically. Undeniably rudeness and bitter and never sweet. When you get to that point where you understand, like, you know what, I really don't care. I'm at a point in my life where I don't care what you think, what you say, or how you say it, because that's gonna come back around. Somebody gonna do you the same way, and then you're gonna be looking stupid, like, wow, where did that come from? No, don't take it personal. Don't take it personal, because I didn't take it personal. I'm taking it personal, and I may take it personal when I step to you and I say, hey, look, I really don't like the way you talk to me like that. I don't know if you was having a bad day. I just want you to hear me out, sis. Or, bruh, hey, look, I don't know who you think you're talking to or how you figure you could just talk to me like that, but I don't like that. You know, and it's hard to step to some people the correct way. Because like I said, we live in a world of emotions now. You can't even joke sometimes because people take it like, oh my God, what did she say? I cannot believe she said that. Oh my God. Oh my God, she had the audacity. My God. But in many of our lives, this is an area we don't talk about, or this is an area where we don't mature in, because when you're on social media, you're taking everything personal. You have a public opinion about everything and everybody, but you're scared to say it. You're scared to touch on the topic. You're scared to say this, thus, and such. But you're taking it personal in a sense because it may not have anything to do with you. You know, when people talk to me slick, or they call themselves trying to talk to me some type of way because they think I'm Boo Boo the Fool, I just have to take a deep breath. I gotta, you know, like a woman that I met some time ago says, you know, I gotta count to 10. You know, and I think that's what you should do, because many of us, you know, especially in the workplace, and so a lot of us can't get it together because we're dealing with different people from different backgrounds, from different worlds, ways of the country. And I don't mean say ways of the country, but different areas of the country with different upbringings. And we have to learn to get along, to work along, to make things productive in that day. And wires could get crossed, communication could get cut off, certain things could happen, especially when you don't like a certain group of people, especially when you ain't really open to, you know, being very cultured, or you don't like certain people. You know, I know we don't live in this perfect world, and I understand that. But in when you get a job, they don't teach you nothing. They teach you how to work that job and how not to break the rules. They don't teach you nothing about getting along in your work environment. But sometimes the work environment can be so destructive and so, you know, uninviting and so, you know, just off. And you walk into a situation, be like, you know what? I don't really have nothing to do with this. But they love to tell you, don't take it personal. They'll tell you in a minute, don't take it personal. I'm not supposed to. I'm here. I brought my body. My body is full of emotion. I'm an emotional being. Not that I'm emotional to the point I'm crying and I'm in this corner sucking my thumb, but I have emotions. And when they're tampered with or when they're played with, we might have a situation. You know, so, you know, even in relationships, if you with a guy or a girl or a girl or a girl or a boy, you have emotions. And the last thing you want somebody to do is play with them or be untruthful about them in a sense that, no, I just want to tell you this and don't be taking it personal. When people talk to you in such a way, you already done took it personal, because whatever situation happened to them before they came and talked to you has nothing to do with you. They need to gather their thoughts, realize that you human, realize that you are an individual that deserves respect just like they do. And just because they didn't get it from the last person don't mean they get to step to you some type of way. But a lot of people figure, you know, and I've seen this on social media, I've seen it on reality TV, where people feel like they can get you in a group and demise you or make you feel some type of way or confront you and expect you not to take it personal. That part, that is so, it's so downgrading. I'm pretty sure it adds to the anxiety, it adds to the depression, it adds to the mental health. And considering that you couldn't talk to me face to face, or you couldn't say something to me in a way that me and you could either agree to disagree, or we couldn't have the talk and say, hey, you know what? I'm going about my business. I said what I did say. I understand that this is maybe the issue, but I would like to talk to you face to face. I don't want nobody else there. You know, I remember having this conversation with someone, and I went to them wholeheartedly. I did it out of love. And I was like, you know what? I noticed this, this, and this. But if that's the case, let's find a different route or find a different way for us to communicate. Because you're busy. I'm not so busy at that time. When you're unbusy, let's take this time to communicate. Honey, they took it so personal, they stopped calling me. But they really took it way personal. If somebody come to you and you've known that person for a long time, and they come to you out of love and out of support and out of saying, hey, I really want to fix this, they really trying to fix it. They really love you and care about you and support you, and they really want to fix it. But a lot of times, like I said, social media has caused us to take things very, very, very personal. And if you're not careful, you're going to carry that bag everywhere you go, and it will be empty. I promise you that. So this is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company, with a little bit of Ladies and Gents podcast for the bold and the beautiful. If you want to be beautiful, you better be bold. You guys be easy, be blessed. Peace out. Check me out on Instagram. I am Virtuous Diva. A little bit of TikTok for your, you know, for your funny bone. And as you know, I'm coming out with a collection sooner than later. As soon as I can get my ducats in a row. You guys be easy, be blessed. It's your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out.